Hello, beautiful humans. Welcome to the Just Keep Thriving podcast. My name is Johnny Maria Gresta, and I am your host and creator of the Just Keep Thriving brand. I am on a mission to help women embrace their femininity and manifest a deeply aligned life. If you vibe on all things manifestation, personal growth, spirituality, and femininity, then you are in the perfect place. I love having you as a part of this community. Let's get into today's episode. Beautiful humans, welcome back to the podcast. Happy Monday. Does everybody record podcasts on Monday or like launch podcasts on Monday? I don't know. It just became the thing that like I got excited to do early on in the week. And so here we are. I'm so excited that you are tuning in today. If you are new, welcome to the place of all of my thoughts and all of my teachings after helping thousands of humans get happier, healthier, and wealthier, just more connected to themselves, more in love with themselves over the course of my working life. And if you are back here, thank you for once again choosing me. If you haven't left a review, I would love to hear from you. So please let me know your thoughts. Now, today's episode is one that is going to be focused on a topic that nobody really likes to talk about. And that's the topic of emotions. And I say the topic that nobody really likes to talk about because like our society just doesn't have space for it. Growing up as kids, we didn't have space for it. And like, I don't know where in our lineage like this started to happen where we weren't able to acknowledge our emotions. But I've had a saying for a very, very long time, a few years now, saying that the deeper you allow yourself to feel pain, the deeper you allow yourself to feel bliss. And that quote came from the beginning of my spiritual awakening when I had like suppressed so many emotions for so long. Like all the sadness, all the fear, all of the pain, all of the disappointment, whatever it was that I deemed negative, I just like didn't have space for. I wasn't taught to have space for that. And I didn't realize how much that was effing me up in my life until I finally started to allow myself to explore those doubts. And the way that I like to run my podcast is we have like an overarching topic. And then I like to give lots of examples of when I first noticed things, how it shifted my life, potentially how I teach it, some actionable steps for you guys. And we just kind of vibe like we're sitting here chatting. And so if anything comes up for you at all, jot it down, let me know. I'm so happy to hear from you in my DMs or my email. Just let me know. But yeah, it was like I first started to acknowledge the doubts. I first started to acknowledge the fears. And the first time that this happened was almost 5 years ago now when I started my business. It was after years and years and years of trying, years and years and years of giving up, years of years and years of going half in, half out, half in, half out, half in, half out. And the thing that really allowed this business, Johnny Agresta LLC, my online coaching business, to really thrive was acknowledging how much I was actually doubting myself, right? Acknowledging how much I was second guessing myself when I would post online or when I would post about wanting clients or, just my inner confidence. I was so insecure and I would look to everybody else and I'm like, how is she posting and just getting clients? And how is she succeeding and she's just getting clients? And then her clients are really succeeding and then they send more clients to her. And I'm just sitting here like flailing like a fish. Like, I know I'm brilliant. I know I can do this. I know I'm meant to help people. Back then it was just in like the physical world of health and fitness, but I would just be in this space and this energy of this mindset that it wasn't going to work. And so all of my thoughts were focused on it, all of my emotions, even though I wasn't acknowledging it. Like, I wasn't sitting there posting saying like, oh, I doubt myself, or sitting there posting saying, oh my goodness, was that good enough? It was just like a subconscious kind of thought and way of being and way of thinking, you know? So it was like I was repressing them, thinking that let me just keep doing the things, let me just keep putting myself out there, and eventually it might work. Well, it did, but it took me acknowledging my doubts and how badly I was shitting on myself. And even though this might seem like it's a very superficial thing in terms of like the business, whereas like emotions feel a lot deeper, it's all really related. So if you're subconsciously pushing these fears and these doubts down and you're not acknowledging them and you're maybe asking for clients or you're asking for something in the physical world and you're not actually looking at what part of me is scared to have it, what part of me doubts myself, what part of me doesn't actually think I'm good enough, then how can you shift it, right? Then how can you embrace a different energy? A lot of this podcast that I've been teaching on for many years, over 460-something episodes at this point, is all about manifestation, because with my business journey came my manifestation journey, it came my healing journey, came my relationship growth journey, came my self-healing journey. It just all just like tornadoed into one really beautiful journey over the past 5 years. But when we manifest things, we don't just manifest from what we say we consciously want, we manifest from those deeper emotions. And what I find is most effective is feeling that pain, is writing it all out. I think I suck because, if we're talking back about the business example, or I think I'm not good enough because, or I'm comparing myself to her because she has this, like get it all out, make it conscious. And then from that place, once you become aware of it, like awareness is the first step to healing anything, right? So you become aware of, wow, I'm posting, but I'm doubting myself, or I'm trying to grow this business, but I'm doubting myself, right? You become aware of that connection. You become aware of that dissonance of energy. I want this, but I don't feel it, right? I don't feel like it's possible for some reason. And then you get to feel that doubt. You get to feel that lack of confidence. You get to feel that second guess, and you get to feel that not good enough, because that not good enoughness. Because if you don't, what's going to happen is that it's just going to be repressed, and you're just going to get more frustrated and more frustrated and more frustrated. Right? So feel the things as often as you need to feel them. Y'all, I've coached so many people in terms of business, and I have something really exciting coming for you guys in April, which will mark the 5-year anniversary of my business that I've made hundreds of thousands of dollars in, and love helping people also bring it to the surface as well. Their own passion, their own gifts, their own impact. But stay tuned for that. I'm putting it together now. But the people who succeed are the ones who are like, hey, I don't feel good enough. I'm struggling. I'm unsure if I can even coach a client, or can I really be that big? Can I really have those big enough things that I desire, that bigness that I see for me externally? Can I have that? Who am I to do that? Once you explore that with yourself, with a mentor, with a coach, with me, with whoever, then you will be able to create a new story, because right now your story is on repeat, right? Our stories are driven from past experiences. Our stories are driven from deep-seated emotions that we're holding on to. Keyword, holding on to. Because when we repress these emotions, they just stay there, and then we pile them up, right? We're still, our body's still trying to feel them. Like, emotions are not bad. They just are. So when you bring them to the surface, you don't allow them to stay stuck. And when you don't allow them to stay stuck, you don't allow them to build up. And when you don't allow them to build up, you can actually express them. You can release that energy from your body. You will no longer manifest from that place. And then from that place, you can create a new story. You can create a new emotion. You can create a new mantra. You can create a new way of being. Maybe it's not fully of, I'm so confident to do this, or I'm the happiest person in the world. You know what I mean? Maybe not something so extreme. But what is it that you can grasp onto, right? When I teach, when I teach my clients, it's all about what's that next level that you can actually grasp onto? Is it just getting that first client? Is it just getting clarity somewhere? Is it just getting, I don't know, a sense of self-belief, even just for one day or one moment before you do something? Like, what can you fully get your energy behind? And that's how you shift it. That's how you create a new story. That's how you create a new way of being that isn't attached to emotions that are not serving you. Right? But actually they are serving you. I take that back. They're not serving what you're trying to manifest, but they are serving you. They are bringing something up. So let's say you're asking the universe for something or God for something, whatever you call it, source. Now, what's being expressed to you in those negative emotions, maybe it's an anxiousness, maybe it's an just this like weird like gut feeling like it's not gonna work or whatever, like whatever is being expressed, maybe you can't even put a word to it, maybe you just have to express it. That was me this weekend, which I'll talk about in a little bit. But once you pay attention to your emotions, it gives you feedback. It gives you feedback for what you're meant to grow through, what you're meant to go through, how you're meant to embody something different, show up as something different, show up with a deep sense of love and confidence for yourself. Your emotions that we might deem negative are there for a reason, just as much as your emotions that are there that we deem positive are also there. Coming back to what we talked about at the beginning of this podcast, the deeper you feel, allow yourself to feel pain, is the deeper you allow yourself to feel bliss. When we suppress those negative emotions so much, what we're actually doing is taking up almost all of our energy space of negative shit that's been built up that we haven't acknowledged and allowed ourselves to move through because we've been so scared of them, or we don't know what to do with them, or maybe we just never even thought to ever process them. Which baffles me, but I get it. I was there. But when we do that and our energy space is taken up by that negativity, guess what? Our energy is no longer available for something better or for even positive feelings. Typically, people who have so much pain within them and negativity and self-doubt or whatever is within them, it doesn't need to be like rooted in some deep traumatic thing. It can just be our perspective in life, are also typically the people who are struggling to be really joyful, be really happy, have a more positive outlook. One of my most like requested kind of questions in manifestation, or one of my most listened to podcasts in manifestation, is how to actually be in a positive energy all of the time, or just in general, which obviously we can't be all the time. But even when I'm sad, even when I'm struggling, even when things of the physical world, God is challenging me, there's still a sense of, I know I'm going to be okay. There's still a sense of, I'm grateful to be on this earth. There's still a sense of something positive there that I can lean into in the midst of all the shit that might be going on, you know? And so I do believe in general we get to experience things positively. And that takes a retraining. How do we get there? We get there by processing the stuff that we've been pushing down. We have anxiety. We have these, just this crappy feeling, this like off-putting feeling with us, within us, you know, because there's something there. And sometimes you might not be able to logically go there, but internally you can go there. You can express it before it bottles up. One of the things that I used to do is I would just ignore my emotions, which I didn't know was a thing. I just thought I just didn't feel things. Whether it was like happiness, I remember I was coming back from like my fiance at the time, now my husband, proposing to me. And like we went around to everybody's houses and we went out to dinner with some of my friends. And everybody was like, Johnny, like, why don't you seem super happy? Like, are you happy? Are you okay? And like, I didn't know how to express joy. I was just as fearful of joy, not knowing it, that maybe it was going to be taken away one day. So like, it might just be, I should have just like not experienced it in the first place. Right. Or my brain was so wired to not feel that joy within my body, even when really happy things would happen. I mean, I can go down the list of experiences in my life that I wish I could go back and celebrate more. Or even I was talking to a friend this week and she's like, yeah, it's my birthday. And I was like, oh, are you celebrating? She's like, no, not really. What? Y'all, we get to celebrate. You deserve to be celebrated. Even if you didn't accomplish anything major, like you deserve to be joyful. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to feel good. Do the things that make you feel good. Surround yourself with experiences that make you feel good. People that make you feel good. You know, our emotions are heavily impacted by how deeply thriving we are. Hence the Just Keep Thriving podcast. But our emotions are a feedback for things internally as well as things externally. They're always a sense of guidance. And so when we talk about embracing our femininity as women, and even as a man, embracing your femininity is wildly important as well, and learning how to integrate and then find a balance that serves you in whatever season of life that you are currently in. It's important for both genders, right? But when it comes to embracing your femininity, being in tune with your emotions is one of the first things I work on with clients. Breaking them down, breaking their walls down, bringing to the surface things that haven't been brought to the surface, because without that process, you cannot create a change in your life. You cannot create a new way of being. You cannot manifest something different. When I used to health coach people, this was like my first inkling of realizing how important deeper work like this was. When I would do a lot of like sales in different gyms or for my own business or whatever, I was a personal trainer and dietitian at Lifetime, and I worked for just a ton, not a ton, but like four or five different gyms where I did a lot of sales. And anytime I got a client who I saw was in pain, who kept expressing to me how frustrated they were with their body, with their weight, with their lack of ability to show up for themselves or whatever, the minute I would get them to cry, not that it was like purposeful, like I didn't say, I want you to cry. Although like I knew, I was just like guided to be like, hey, there's something deeper here. What's actually going on? What are you actually feeling about your body? Why are you so frustrated? How long has this been? Let's talk about that. The minute I would get them to cry is a minute that they would be invested in creating a new way of being. Because again, you cannot just suppress everything that you're feeling about your current business, your current life, your current body, your current relationship, whatever the thing is. You cannot create something new and suppress those feelings. It doesn't work. I'm like slapping my thigh over here for this. It doesn't work. Do you get that? Can I drill that into your head? So don't be scared to process the emotions. Don't be scared to exaggerate your joy. Don't be scared to exaggerate your cry, an ugly freaking cry. Kim Kardashian cry, dude. We all know, like, if whether you're a fan of her or not, her cries are really ugly. There's memes everywhere. Kim Kardashian cry, please. Do yourself a favor. Yeah? Okay. Do you have anything else to say about emotions? So this weekend, y'all, I was crying a lot. And nothing was wrong. Like, there was nothing actually wrong. Everything was really good. Like, the person who I've become today, I'm just so joyful, so proud of the work that I do with clients and my business. I fought for y'all. I freaking have fought for over the past few years. Just the sense of clarity, and I don't want to say confidence like in a superficial way, but the sense of just strength and belief in this next layer of my life and season of my life that I'm consciously creating and praying for and doing the things for, like my relationship with my body, just finances, like so many things are in such a good place, and it's just been making me so damn emotional to the point where, like, I was listening to that Trevor Hall song. I shared it on my stories if you guys were here yesterday, or it might still be up a little bit right now. But that Trevor, I think it's Trevor Hall who sings the, like, You Can't Rush Your Healing song. If you don't know it, highly listen to it. I think I played it about 50 times yesterday and was just hysterically crying to it. But I put it on or it came up, and I was like, oh my God. Last year when I was listening to the song, I was in so much pain, which I acknowledge, which I cried on the floor. I kept telling you guys here, I ugly cried on the floor this weekend, or I was balled up into like a little fetal position in my bathroom or in my closet because things were just so hard. And now it's an experience of just this deep sense of gratitude and happiness for all that I've received and pushed through and manifested and the person I am and just so many things. So this weekend, it wasn't like a choice. It was just there, and I could have acknowledged it, or I could have just let it fester underneath. And oftentimes, y'all, when we bottle up emotions, they manifest as extra weight, they manifest as pain in the body, they manifest as shitty things happening externally. Like, there's red flags that we need to look within. The feelings that we feel are learning lessons or opportunities to process and ground ourselves through different ways of being and process things that we need to move through. And It's okay to cry for happiness. It's okay to cry for no reason. It's okay to cry for, I don't know. I like randomly go to concerts. Well, not randomly, but when I go to concerts and there's like a big audience, I don't know what it is. Maybe I just feel the emotion of like every single freaking thousands of humans there, but I get so emotional when the person comes on stage and I just cry. And so it doesn't even like you don't have to force yourself. But as women and people on this growth journey and embracing different areas of our life, especially a feminine energy and desiring to manifest abundance and creativity and love in our lives and all these beautiful things, our emotions just get to guide us. Our emotions are that, like, don't ever worry. Don't ever worry that if you're crying too much, you're not going to manifest good things. You're creating space for those really good things. It's necessary. Don't cap the crying. Process them and come back to what you want. Come back to where you know you're going, knowing that it's all a part of the journey. Yeah. So even if you're, like, wanting something, wanting clients or whatever, and you're sitting there doubting yourself, don't not look at the doubts. Don't not journal on the doubts because you're like, oh, if I write it down, the universe is going to give me that. No, the universe is giving you your emotions to process, to move through your body, to realize that you can choose a different emotion. You can choose a different way of being, but you have to move that initial emotion through your body first. And then ground yourself. Ground yourself into those moments that feel so good. When I used to business mentor a lot, which again, I have a program coming up for you guys. I'm really excited to work with you guys again in that area. But when I used to business coach a lot, I had this saying. I have a lot of sayings in case you don't know. I should just make little quote cards for all my sayings. But that like sweaty vagina, sweaty armpit feeling, that like I'm doing the thing I'm meant to do on this, or that like excitement, that like, yes, this is the right thing, that like, yes, this impact is the thing I'm meant to say. Or even right now, as I'm recording this podcast, I do have sweaty armpits and sweaty vagina feeling because I just finished running and working out. So that's just whatever. But it's this internally like nervous kind ofness, like yesness in the body, you know? And so I used to teach my clients who were searching for like, how do I coach people? What do I want to do? What methods do I want to teach? What is my message to the world? How do I want to do this? What is my coaching programs going to look like, or business or whatever? Clock that sweaty armpit, sweaty vagina feeling. Retrain your body to know that feeling and clock it. Like almost like you're like pressing like a little button on top of your head or something, like, hey, remember this. This is the feeling that we want to follow. This is the feeling that we want to create every day. This is the feeling that tells me it's the right client. This is the feeling that tells me on a sales call that this is the right person. This is the feeling when I write a piece of content, how I know that it's going to do really good in the world. And it doesn't have to be some like overhyped thing, you know what I mean? But just, it's like this like yesness. And sometimes you're going to have it more, sometimes you're going to have it less. And just, it's that guidance that you get to have. And maybe sweaty armpit, sweaty vagina feeling doesn't vibe with you. Choose something else. You know, maybe the word thriving doesn't vibe with you. Choose something else. Right? But the point is that we can retrain ourselves to be happy. We can retrain ourselves to feel joy. We can retrain ourselves to know with certainty what we are going after and how we are creating things. And that doesn't mean we're not a human. And so do with that what you will. Okay, y'all. I have a few one-on-one spots available for you guys to work on as your spiritual and manifestation mentor. So if you want to up-level your life, you want to grow, continue to grow as a human, you want to have a mentor to guide you in all the areas that you're looking to up-level energetically, spiritually, emotionally, as well as physically, I'm your woman. I have a few spots available for the rest of the month, so you can go to the link in my bio, or I will link it down below for you guys. And then we have some exciting things coming up. So yeah, I would love to work with you deeper if you feel called. If this hit home for you, always let me know. I love you. Thank you for being here and choosing my podcast out of all of the millions of podcasts that there are. Share this with somebody if you feel called, and I will talk to you later.